It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Then, let's get to top three stories here first. So top three stories. First of all, NASA says that there's a 600-pound spacecraft. I don't know if it's a satellite or what, that is making its way to Earth. And they say there's a pretty good chance it can make human contact. Then Justice Alito from the Supreme Court has delayed the abortion pill ruling again. He's delayed it until Friday. So it was delayed until today. Now he's delaying it until Friday. And what's going on here is there was a lower court who said that the abortion pills could be partially restricted. They would still be legal, but they'd be restricted on how you can obtain them. And so then the Supreme Court came out and said, nope, we're blocking that ruling. They're going to be fully accessible until Wednesday. Wednesday came, and they went ahead and extended it to Friday. So we'll find out Friday what's going on with that. And then finally, Elon Musk, in his part two of his interview with Tucker Carlson, warned artificial intelligence and its impacts on elections and other things, and said that he is calling for more U.S. oversight in advanced artificial intelligence development, and says, quote, things are getting weird fast, end quote. So, okay, and Elon Musk is saying stuff is weird. You know something's up with that one right there. That's a lot. And then going back to the NASA 600-pound spacecraft falling to Earth, I was like, how convenient. Like, this is the United States opportunity right here. Like, how convenient. Like, oh, we got the spacecraft falling to Earth. Looks like it might be heading towards Moscow. Oh, man. It hit Vladimir Putin's palace. Oh, we had no idea. And, man, look at the impact. That thing must have really had some speed, because it just left a big old crater where Vladimir Putin was that one time. I just... What a strange coincidence. Wow. Just random. So maybe this would be the opportunity for that. Or maybe not. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. Our slowdowns are improving on I-10. I-10 eastbound has cleared up, but we still have slow-moving traffic westbound in between Pine Forest and 29. Also, Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace has improved, but it's still bad. That's going to be as you are going onto the bridge, backing up just a little bit now onto Scenic Highway. And our slowdowns on 98 throughout Navarre have cleared up as well. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, so Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. So I saw this story out of Mobile. We had a shooting in downtown Mobile on New Year's Eve, if you remember. I mean, it's going back a few months now, but there was a deadly New Year's Eve shooting. The suspect in that shooting has pled guilty to a federal gun charge. He's not pled guilty to shooting or killing anybody, but he's pled guilty to the gun charge. He pled guilty to illegally having a machine gun that he fired in downtown Pittsburgh. Illegally having a machine gun? Machine guns are illegal. And wait a minute. But don't we have laws that ban machine guns from being in citizens' hands? Yes, we do. And despite that, the bad guy was able to get a machine gun. He also admitted that he has, that he never registered the gun with a National Firearms Registration and Transfer Record. He says he purchased it at a gun show in Mobile a few weeks earlier. But what he purchased was a 40 caliber Glock pistol. He modified it on his own And that's where he didn't. So he might have went through the whole background checks, all this other stuff like this, but then he modified it on his own, has an extended magazine and a machine gun conversion device. They're like, oh, okie dokie. So firearms experts examined and test fired his illegally modified gun, which operated it as a fully automatic weapon and expelled multiple rounds of ammunition with a single pull of the trigger, according to the press release. And so just based on that weapons charge alone, he could be facing 10 years in prison. But that's the thing is, you know, we talk about these gun control stuff all the time, and it's like bad guys are going to do bad things, whether they have a firearm or not. But it's illegal to have a machine gun of any sort, a fully automatic firearm. This is what this really should have said. It's not really, I guess it is a machine gun. We think machine guns are one type of firearm, but it's not. It's fully automatic firearm is what he had. And he, and so we think, you know, oh, we have laws to keep you from having those types of things. But here's this guy who just built it on his own, like just made his own thing and then used it in a nefarious manner. And so, it's just one of those things that, once again, like bad people do bad things. It's just like, you're just not going to be able to stop everything. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we're going to get top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. And then we still have your Florida legislative update coming up a little bit later before the half hour mark as well. Sugar. The Dixon School of Arts and Sciences is proud to announce the Dixon Dub. Friday, April 28th at the Hilton in Pensacola Beach, the Dixon Dub is going to feature teams competing on lip-syncing battles to raise funds for the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. So be sure to check that out April 28th. Get your tickets now at newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Bobby, the Biden administration is preparing for a long legal fight over the abortion medication mifepristone. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the administration is keeping their eye on the expected Supreme Court decision on access to the pill set to be released on Friday. The elderly white man who allegedly shot a black teen who rang the wrong doorbell in Missouri pleaded not guilty to charges today. 84-year-old Andrew Lester could face up to life in prison if convicted of first-degree assault. Two teenagers now behind bars in connection to the mass shooting at a Sweet 16 birthday party in Dadeville, Alabama. Four people were killed, 32 injured when shots broke out at a dance studio. A law enforcement official said today that a 17- and 16-year-old have been arrested. And the family of Tyree Nichols now suing the city of Memphis and officers and officials from the police department. Nichols died 3 days after being beaten after a traffic stop in January. It described the officers involved in the incident as a modern-day lynch mob and compared it to the murder of Emmett Till. Bobby?
Yeah, I saw some of these stories going on over there with a lot of these upset, like that shooting one where he thought it was the one house and they came over there. I saw another one like that recently as well.
It was a girl, girl. Who was shot.
Yep.
And girl. I don't even think she was like anywhere near the house. Like she was in the driveway. I think I saw that.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not sure what's got people so spooked in some of these areas that they're willing to shoot so quickly. It definitely takes away. It's also just kind of a reflection of our lack of friendliness of our society. I mean, no, you're not going to go next to your neighbor and borrow a cup of sugar when you might get shot, you know? Yeah, it's like, and they're thinking, like, what are you doing locking on my door? And like, I was going to borrow a cup of sugar. They're like, no, like, what are you, we don't have that society anymore, you know? It's kind of sad.
It's like watching The Sandlot and you just be like, that time's never coming back.
No, yeah, that kind of nostalgic, friendly neighborhood type of environment. You just don't get that kind of stuff anymore. So it's kind of crazy. You had something.
I will say, if someone's knocking at my door and I'll look at my ring. If I don't recognize them, I'll usually pretend like I'm not home. Like I won't open the door to someone I don't know.
Or you won't just like shoot.
I
at
won't
the
shoot
door.
Them. Yeah. But I will say, I feel like even I'm not neighborly and I'm not shooting.
But you know what? That is also kind of our society. most women I know who, even if they're married, if they're at home by themselves, even if they have the kids with them, they don't answer the door. And it could be the FedEx person, you know, or UPS, and they still don't answer the door. They're just like, leave the package at the doorstep. I'll get it when they leave, you know. I know that from I've got multiple people do that. And then you hear these stories about like the FedEx guy who busted into the house and like raped a person, and then you're like, oh, okay, well, maybe you have a good reason to not do that then. So there's it's just our society. So I'm not blaming us for being unfriendly. I'm saying like there's reasons for us to not be that way, to not open up the door for strangers and things. And I do realize that too. As a dude, I have a completely different perspective of these things. Like when during the winter, when it's dark here at nights and I leave, I don't ever worry about it's dark, I'm leaving. There might be some vagrants around or something. I don't care. What are they going to do to me? I just don't think I'm going to get jumped by these vagrants who are going to try to rob me and do something bad to me. I don't think about it. If anything, I'm like, I'm not the like most clean looking person all the time, especially in the winter when I have my longer beard and stuff. Like they're probably thinking, I don't want that dude to come against me. And so I just like guys just have a different perspective than girls. And I get that. Like, I remember when I worked in retail years and years ago, all these women would like, we had to escort the women to their car to leave if it was dark at night and stuff. It's just a different thing for women than it is for men, period. And it's hard to understand. It's hard to comprehend sometimes and be cognizant of that as guys. And so, I would definitely say that. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
Our traffic is improving. Right now, we're just seeing slowdowns on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, and we still have a small patch of traffic in the westbound direction on I-10 that's going to be in between 29 and Pine Forest. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this report is sponsored by the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Produce tastes better when it's grown closer to home. So eat good tonight and look for the Sunny Fresh from Florida logo where you shop. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, yeah, got a text here. We're talking about that shooter in downtown Mobile who admitted to having an illegal machine gun, and he had a 40 caliber Glock that he basically converted into a machine gun. And got a text here says, Bobby, it took me less than 10 seconds to search and find the how-to video, Glock full auto mode. Or auto mod. Yeah. Yeah, it's all out there now. But now, by the way, that you did that search, you're on the FBI's list. You're on the FBI's list. Now that I just talked about it, I'm on the FBI's list. So, oh well. All right, coming up here next, a quick Florida legislative update for you. Stick around on News Radio 92.3.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Florida legislative update here for you real quick. Big story that broke last hour. The Senate went ahead and passed the alimony overhaul bill. So this is the one that will get rid of permanent alimony. It'll create a formula for alimony payments based on the length of marriages. So this is one that I mentioned earlier. It's been vetoed twice. Actually, it's been vetoed three times over like the past 10 years. So just because it passed the Senate doesn't mean it's going to go anywhere. One group is already saying this is a problem. Older women who worked at home raising their kids, boosting their spouses' careers, they're saying that they didn't feel like they were part of this negotiation aspect. So there's still some pushback on it. There's a group called the First Wives Advocacy Group that is trying to stop the legislation. They say permanent alimony payments are their primary source of income, and without it, they could be impoverished, or in some instances, homeless. But once again, the judge is going to look at this. Like, I don't see a judge going, you know, just immediately, well, your alimony's gone.
Sure.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. And there's coming up here in about, not quite 10 minutes. Yeah, about 10 minutes. McDonald's is making a change to the Big Mac. I don't know if you heard about it yet, but we'll talk about that coming up in about 10 minutes. Top three stories here. NASA has a 600-pound spacecraft that's falling back to Earth tonight. And they say there is a chance of human contact, which I think is a very, very funny way of saying it could hit somebody. Like, it could have human contact. We want society to be aware that you may have contact with the spacecraft tonight. Yeah, that's right. It comes in peace. No, it doesn't. It's going to crush me. 600-pound spacecraft falling from... No. So, NBA... let's see. Where did it go? Top three stories. Oh, here we go. Justice Alito of the Supreme Court has pushed off the abortion ruling until Friday. This is pertaining to the abortion pill and whether it will be restricted in the markets. And then Elon Musk warns that artificial intelligence's impact, or it could have a major impact on elections. Interesting. And it's called for more U.S. oversight as it pertains to that. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Holy smokes. Yeah, did you see that text right there? Getting a texter saying that about 20 Florida Highway Patrol are off of Highway 98 behind Arby's. They arrested a man and a woman who took a baby. Whoa. We'll have to look into that sucker. Thanks for that news tip. We'll send it over to our newsroom so they can check that out. All right, those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. NBA is underway right now, NBA playoffs. The Lakers and the Memphis Grizzlies. Grizzlies lead by 1 point right now, 7 minutes left in the first period or first quarter. And then NBA TV has the next game. Miami Heat are playing the Milwaukee Bucks. And at 9 o'clock on TNT, it'll be Denver Nuggets against the Minnesota Timberwolves. NHL hockey underway. First period is almost wrapped up between the Carolina Hurricanes and the Islanders. Carolina leads 1-0. That game's on ESPN2. On ESPN, the puck just dropped between the Florida Panthers and the Boston Bruins. ESPN2 will have the next game at 8:30 between Minnesota and Dallas. And at 9 o'clock on ESPN, LA plays Edmonton. Major League Baseball had quite a few games earlier today that I'll give you those scores in a minute. First, right now, the Yankees are beating the Angels 2-0, bottom of the second. Top of the third inning right now, bases loaded. You've got Baltimore Orioles playing the Washington Nationals, so bases are loaded for Baltimore with only one out, top of the third, and so they should be getting a score there. Right now it's scoreless. Bottom of the second right now on ESPN+, Minnesota Twins are already beating the Boston Red Sox 3-0. Earlier today, Tampa Bay Rays beat Cincinnati. Miami Marlins lost to the Giants. Cleveland Guardians beat Detroit. Cardinals beat the Diamondbacks. Phillies beat the White Sox. Rangers beat the Royals. Mets beat the Dodgers. Pirates over the Rockies, the Cubs over the A's, the Brewers over the Mariners, and the Atlanta Braves lost to the Padres 1-0. I'll get you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns. On Highway 90, we still are seeing some slow traffic. If you're getting out of Pensacola heading towards Pace, expect some delays there. But if you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is presented by David's Catfish on Dogwood Drive in Milton. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
Wow, getting some pictures of all those police officers, like 25, 30 police Florida Highway Patrol showing up there, Highway 98 behind the Arby's, allegedly a potential kidnapping is what it sounds like. Holy smokes. There's a lot of officers out there. Holy cow. We'll send that over to Joe in the newsroom. Let him maybe get some information about that. So your sports news real quick. Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo is doubtful for game two against the Heat. He is making progress. Ja Morant will miss the game tonight. His hand is still too injured. Then the NBA is suspending Draymond Green for game three because of his reputation as a repeat offender with dirty plays. The Kings' De'Aaron Fox is the first Clutch Player of the Year award. And so he's the very first one to win that award. Tiger Woods has ankle surgery. No return timeline for him just yet. Tua Tagovailoa says he admits that he was looking at retiring, but then when he decided not to, he learned how to fall properly so he doesn't hit his head against the ground so much. Okay. The new Tennessee Titans stadium is making its way forward. They have a public hearing coming up before the final vote next week. And the Mets' Matt Scherzer was ejected after a check of his hand and his glove had a suspicious substance on it. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Mayor D.C. Reeves here in Pensacola has been pushing for pickle courts over at the Port of Pensacola. And so now it's becoming closer and closer. He's asking the city council to approve the lease for Project Pickle. So it'll take Warehouse 4 Sports to turn Warehouse 4 at the Port of Pensacola into an indoor sports facility that will have pickleball courts. So what they're wanting is to have it being 15 pickleball courts, 45,000 square feet. The courts would be modular and allow for the use of multiple sports, including basketball and volleyball, but the main thing would be pickleball. So get a big, huge pickleball sports complex in downtown. Gracie and I were talking about this earlier. Neither of us have played this sport, but it seems like everybody who plays it loves it, just absolutely loves it. Older people like it. You don't have to run around as much. It just seems weird to me looking at it, but it does. I don't know. I guess at some point here, I'm going to have to just give it a try. Just some point, he's got to give it a try, find out what's going on. So, because what all the hubbub is about, you know? Then the other thing that Mayor D.C. Reeves is pointing out is about bottle bars. And I was like, what in the world is a bottle bar? So we currently do not have any we don't currently have any bottle clubs in our area. But he's proposing an ordinance that will make sure we never do. So a bottle club is not permitted to sell liquor, but patrons can bring their own, you know, booze into the place. And he says, yeah, we don't need bottle clubs at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. We have had policing issues in the past, and it takes a lot of our resources at night. So in other words, let's not have as many alcohol. In other words, let's not open up the door for more alcohol-related incidents. That's essentially what he's trying to say. Which, yeah, we have a lot of our police force is overwhelmed by just that, by a lot of alcohol-related issues. So I guess I don't understand the draw for a bottle club. Most people I know would rather, they don't want to bring their own liquor to a place and like hang out. They want, like, just going to go there and go order a drink, order multiple drinks or whatever, and then go and then leave. They don't want to BYOB it.
And you can drink canned cocktails at your house. Like, if you're going to drink a cocktail, I want a bartender to make it. But how are they going to, like, someone who's overserved, you're going to say, oh,
yeah,
stop drinking your own alcohol.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you've had enough. We're cutting you off. Okay, well, then I'm just going to leave with my alcohol that I brought and keep drinking more on the street. Like, yeah, I don't understand it. Maybe I don't understand the draw of it. By the way, I was talking to my brother, just kind of side topic there. I was talking to my brother a couple weeks ago who lives in Manhattan. He actually lives in the Harlem area. And he was telling me a few weeks ago, a new bar just opened up there that is a complete non-alcoholic bar in New York City. And I was like, what, really? And he was like, yeah, this is like becoming a bigger and bigger thing. He said, more and more people are becoming sober curious. And so with that, they sell non-alcoholic, obviously beers, but there's non-alcoholic liquors, and they do these cocktails or mocktails. I was like, really? Is it? He goes, it's like busy every time you walk by. He's like, he's never been in it. He's just like, every time you walk by, it's just like slam busy. Everybody's there. And so he told me that like a week ago. Then last night when I was doing some show prep after the show, I actually saw that there is a non-alcoholic bar that was just set up at Coachella. And I was like, really? Of all places, Like, that's kind of... No, but I guess there's more people who are wanting to either become sober or at least do, like, a mix. Because I think a lot of this non-alcoholic stuff is, like, they're mixing the non-alcoholic with the alcoholic. So it's less alcohol. And so I think that's kind of the thing, too. So it's kind of an interesting... You're seeing these trends actually going towards more sober, curious type stuff in some parts of the country. And then down here, we're like, can we just bring our own beer? All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Speaking of drinking, this happened in British Columbia, but it made me laugh. A black bear broke into a vehicle. It was a Jeep Wrangler, so it's kind of easy for him to break into it. Just rip the top off, you know. Broke into the thing, ripped up the seats, and drank the soda that was in the vehicle. The vehicle had 72 cans of soda, which, first of all, why? Why you have that many? You have that many soda cans in your vehicle? They're like, it's my food storage. It's my... They're like, I don't want water for my emergency kit. I got soda. Like, okay. So maybe that's it. Maybe that's their emergency kit in their car in case they get stranded. They are in Canada, after all, so who knows when they'll get stranded and they need fluids, and they're like, I'll have soda instead of water. Okay. So 72 cans of soda. The black bear, drank 69 of the 72 cans. Why did it stop at the... Having three left? Was he just finally full after 69 cans? Like, I'm done with this. Did he finally get a sugar high and he was good? No, the last three cans that he left were all the only three diet soda cans that were there. That's funny. That actually makes me laugh. And I was looking at him. It's like Fanta and A&W. So these are very sugary, sweet, you know, it's like Orange Crush and Fanta. He busts open those things, and then I guess he gets to the diet soda, and I was like, no, you can't fool me. I'm not even drinking that. Oh, my goodness, that's funny right there. Bears don't like. So I guess you're going camping next time around a bear, just drink the diet stuff. They'll leave you alone. Maybe you should just put, like, diet cans around your tent. Like, I'm going camping in Yosemite. I don't want no bears coming in my camp, so I don't know why I'm talking like this, by the way, but I don't want no bears coming to my camp, so I'm going to just surround my camp with some Diet Coke. And sure enough, who knew? If you're having bear problems here in the Panhandle over in Gulf Breeze, Navarre, you got some bears wandering in your neighborhood and pestering your dog, your cat, just, you know what, go get some Diet Coke and just surround your property with some Diet Coke. It's a bear deterrent. Yeah, that's right. You're going out in the middle of the night, go take the trash out. I don't want to be attacked by no bear. I'm just going to douse myself in some Diet Coke real quick.
Diet Coke should make a commercial.
That's
that.
Right.
That's
they should.
A prime commercial.
They should, yeah. Yeah, I'll do the voice for it. I was going out there and get me some, going out there and feed my cat. And I want to make sure no bear is going to get me. So I just pour me some Dr. Pepper over there and some Diet Dr. Pepper all over my head. And the bear just walked right past me like I was nothing. So, I don't know. All right. Here's a text. Oh, explaining the bottle clubs. You bring your own bottle or beer or wine, and they serve you just like at a bar. And you continue to dance. You play pool and whatever. It was after the bars closed, and the bottle clubs didn't have the liquor licenses. Didn't have to have liquor licenses. So they don't have to have liquor licenses, like, after the bars closed because you brought your own bottle? Oh, yeah, because you bring your own bottle, you bring your own stuff. So they wouldn't need to have a liquor license in order for you to bring your own stuff to drink there. So it's a way of them avoiding liquor license fees and liquor license regulations, avoiding, hey, you're in trouble because you didn't cut off this one drinker. Well, not my problem. It was his own alcohol. So it's their way of kind of going around it. Yeah, that sounds like it needs to be something that needs to go away. We already don't have them here, but I don't think it would probably be a good thing for the environment, for our society or whatever. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf right here on News Radio 92.3.
traffic update brought to you by ECUA. We are looking good on I-10 and I-110, as well as 29 and 90. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by ECUA. Ensure recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. Go to livegreenecua.com or download the Recycle Coach app today. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, come on. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I do want to get one more update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom.
Bobby, two teens, a 17 and 16-year-old, arrested in connection to a mass shooting at a Sweet 16 birthday party in Dadeville, Alabama, where four people were killed and 32 injured. The family of Tyree Nichols suing the city of Memphis and officers and officials from the police department. Nichols died 3 days after being beaten out at a traffic stop in January. And the Biden administration is preparing for a long legal fight over the abortion medication mifepristone. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the administration is keeping an eye on the expected Supreme Court decision coming later this week.
Thank you very much. McDonald's changing its Big Mac. They're going to be adding more Big Mac sauce. Plus, if you want extra sauce, they'll give it to you in a little dip cup. And they're also changing the buns to pillowy buns that are freshly toasted to a golden brown. They're not just changing the buns on the Big Mac. Those buns are going to be on all the burgers. Plus, the cheese is going to be meltier. Not sure if they're changing the cheese or if they're just going to be melting it more. And then the onions are going to be cooked on the grill at the same time as the burgers, so they'll be caramelized.
5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.